Because it's important. That's the name of this podcast. I'm glad you're here. It's been a while since I've posted, and I want to be consistent with it. My goal in these brief podcasts, at least currently, is to offer from my own experience a few helpful techniques for peace and love in our homes. So the first installment of this series is going to be called Can We Talk? The series is called Widow to Wife. Now that I'm a widow, I can look back and see some things I could have done differently, some things that were successful. Anyway, some things that need to be shared. So that's why I'm here, and hopefully that's why you're here. So the first installment is called Can We Talk? And here it goes. Could he please just learn some listening skills? It seems every time I want to share my heart or simply talk about my day, his Mr. Fix-It responses put me on the defensive. Then, when it's clear that he isn't really listening to me at all, I slip into a louder version of the same tale, and it ends in either an argument or an impasse. Now frustrated and hurt, I just don't take the risk anymore, and I keep stuff simmering inside. My steps become a little more pronounced, and the cupboard doors close with more vigor, and he gets the message, and he asks me, "What's wrong?" And my response, "Nothing, I'm fine." But he knows that's not the truth. Poor guy. At this point, he has absolutely no idea what's happening. He has no clue of his own transgression, has no idea what my problem is, and so he just stops taking the risk of another dead-end conversation, and we have silence. He goes to attend to the child or the pet or decides there's something important to do in the garage. Whatever it is, we avoid wife. Ah, such is married life at times. This dance of stress revolving around and through our days and years can become a habit if we allow it to continue. And what to do? Who takes the initial risk? Which one dares to open that Pandora's box and attempt peace and understanding? Is it my job to teach him listening skills? I mean, am I his mother? He listens intently to others when he's pumping gas, and all they're doing is sharing their lives and thoughts, and he's just adamantly listening to everything they say, yet he answers me harshly and tries to solve a problem I've not even expressed. With me, his beloved wife, conversation stoppers are the norm. And of course, that's because he's trying to help me, but I don't want help. I want him to just listen. Sigh. And then, contrary-wise, is it his job to be my counselor? To try and pry these frustrations from my lips, risking life and limb and another puzzling retaliation from me or a slammed cupboard? He just wants to hug me. Maybe that will help, but by now the hugging time is well past. I'm too involved in my hurt feelings and frustration to show affection, and the ultimate impasse has arrived. These communication mountains can erupt over dinner, during times of kids' stress, when paying the bills, and almost any time we let down our guard and reach out for each other. Over these next few episodes, Widow to Wife, we are going to build bridges to meaningful communication and genuine respect and love. We'll consider some practical steps to rectify wrongs and increase our understanding of one another. So are you game? I got some great ideas for the communication mountain and some great ideas for some other things too. So tune in next week. Let's do this. Let's love each other and build our family times together stronger. And Why will we do that? Because it's important. Because it's important. That's why. I sure love a harmonica, don't you? God bless you this week. See you soon.